The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour on this Friday, however you want to deem it. I do know this, the last supermoon of 2023 will be in the skies tonight as a full harvest moon, according to Science Alert, and we've got stories and stuff like that on there. And of course, within this last few weeks, you got a rare double supermoon, spectacular Perseid meteor shower visible last month. I mean, the skies are just lit up. Now, please don't, whatever you do, think that this is the end times just because of that. No, people got to stop thinking like that and start living for today, okay? Walking in love, doing all those things that the Word of God commanded. Cleaning products that are out there. We're talking about lungs, yours, being exposed to many toxins and chemicals as part of our daily living. Do you know that even people who work in hotels that use bleach on a regular day, a regular basis, it's almost like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. That's how much decline in lung health there is. They have a 32% higher risk of developing chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder using bleach just one time per week, believe it or not. And, oh my, you know, here's the thing. Why don't you try natural? Natural, that means fragrance-free, all that other stuff. Baking soda, vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, salt, and lemon, which are natural, effective cleaning agents. Miracle 2 soap, as a matter of fact, at the Power Mall. Yep. Power Mall is now open, by the way, 877-817-9829. We've got one story in our health to cover here before we go back to the phones. Undeniable severe injuries after the HPV vaccination. Gardasil, remember that? Remember Pointy Boots Perry in Texas telling all the girls in school they need to go get it? Well, there's a new series out called HPV Vaccine, a Double-Edged Sword. It's going to provide a collection of documented evidence of death and serious injuries associated with Gardasil. Their existence is undeniable. They're going to discuss the potential mechanisms for serious adverse events and disclose important facts about the vaccine. So this is like a two-part series. Young girls or boys dying because of it. Undeniable association with Gardasil. This is what I say about going into Walmart and just, you know, lining up. I see all these. You know what they make you do? They have where these signs are. They made a cubicle out of it with a chair in there, and they make you go sit in there. So when the pharmacy tech comes in with the jab, nobody can see you being given the jab as you're sitting there. Oh, who saw you get it? You know, talk about deniability. Amazing how that works. Wow. Crazy. Oh, boy, everybody's just headlines coming across. Nacera, Jacera, and October 4th. Oh, gotta love it. Brady in Vegas, you're on.
Morning, Dave. How you doing?
Moving along, sir. What's on your mind?
That Nacera, Jacera is something really to think about. Supposedly, Donald Trump brought back 600 plane loads of gold that was buried under the Vatican in the tunnels. That story didn't make it to the news. They really didn't want to talk about Nacera, Jacera too much because it's actually kind of happening. I don't know, you know, Charlie Ward, that guy from Australia that's always talking about gold.
Yep.
He's the one. He's quite the scholar on Nacera, Jacera because he knows all about that. And I looked into it, and actually the Vatican, which you would think is the most holiest place on earth, is actually probably the worst place on earth. And then just in the last few months, according to Charlie Ward and some of his scholars, they actually found Satan's office underneath the Vatican. That's not too good.
They found what?
The Devil's office is underneath the Vatican. He's headquartered
there. The Devil's office. The Devil's headquarters is underneath the Vatican.
That's what I heard, Dave. I'm not know if it's 100% correct or not. But...
really? Satan hotline, please hold. I could just...
And a quick one. You're talking about... I'm looking at the moon right now. It's still out here in Vegas. I'm in Vegas right now. But did you know that the Georgia Guidestones had a hole drilled through it? And that hole was positioned exactly to look at Polaris, which is the North Star, which has not changed ever its position. So supposedly, if we're spinning around at, 1,600 miles an hour, this Earth, and orbiting the sun, like they want to tell you that we're a big globe, that would not work because when you look through the Georgia Guidestones, Polaris is fixed. It's a fixed position.
Uh-huh. Well, that's guess what? That's one of the maybe that's one of the reasons why somebody trashed it and they tore him down.
I think God trashed it.
Okay.
It was Yahweh or the highway, and that thing had to go.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he motivates people to do interesting things. You know, we've all been given free will, and if that's what motivated him, some of the signs I see on the highway. When I'm driving by these billboards that promote democracy, I just want to get out of the car with a chainsaw and go cut them down.
Well, you should see some of the billboards in Vegas. Oh, speaking of, I came back in from Arizona yesterday, and I went to the grocery store, and guess what's back?
Uh-oh.
The face diapers. Full, They are absolutely gorgeous. They almost look like they're off Star Trek.
I want to see the ones that the showgirls wear, you know, because they got to be like all like glitter and sequins all to match their outfits, you know? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, this is, you know, going to Vegas and seeing a show where everybody's wearing masks. I mean, it's like it just takes all the fun out of it.
we designed a mask when the COVID was going on just to make the people in the stores really mad. You know, like those avocado bags that have like cuts in them?
Yeah.
You know, that you get a whole bunch of avocados in a bag, but they got, like, slits for the air to go through.
Right.
We made those into a mask and walked in the store. It was like it had all openings all over. People were freaking out. We got thrown out of probably 15 or 20 stores here in Vegas. I loved it.
You and who else?
All my buddies here. Pure blood.
Oh,
pure blood, we call ourselves. Pure blood.
You know, spend the whole day messing with people. Now you're probably giving half our listeners another idea about how to have a little constructive fun out there over the weekend. Appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks. Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah, this is one of the reasons why when we say we're going to try to reach out to our guests for this hour is because sometimes we call and can't reach them. So we continue with the show, and hopefully their publicist will get a hold of them and go, did you know you're supposed to be on the Power Hour? Okay. So much for Feel Good Friday. we're going to move forward. We'll keep trying to reach out. Science and technology category. By the way, the phones are wide open for your commentary. 844-769-2944. The Power Mall is open at 877-817-9829. Hopefully you're writing these phone numbers down. So we talked about the last supermoon. Did you know that supermoons are full moons that occur when the moon is at or near perigee? That's the point when the moon is closest to the Earth in its orbit. Makes sense. Total perigee, when it hits that, the moon is 225,804 miles from Earth. A super full moon is like a typical full moon, only it's a third brighter and looks up to 14% bigger, depending on where you are. So enjoy tonight's show up in the skies. No, it's not Superman, right? New York is banning facial recognition technology in school. Yesterday, their Education Department Commissioner Betty Rosa issued an order prohibiting schools in the state from purchasing or utilizing facial recognition technology. Help protect the privacy of students and school staff, but also hinder one aspect of the federal surveillance state. Oh, really? That's what they're worried about? Well, in 2020, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill placing a temporary moratorium on it. in the state schools through July of 2022. The law also established a commission to study whether biometric technology is appropriate for use in New York schools. You see, it's at that point in time when your kid has to go and put their eye up to a screen and be scanned in order to be admitted. 10th Amendment Center, believe it or not, is part of a coalition of more than 40 organizations that pushed for the passage of that bill. That's the one that Cuomo signed into law. I mean, can you imagine? Isn't it time you took your child out of the schools and homeschooled them? Wouldn't it be better? Dave in New York, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. I don't know if this is coincidence or whatever. You know, everything cannot be a conspiracy, but there certainly are things that are. And I was thinking of, you know, making an ode to Moderna. And then I thought, you know, it'd be better to do an ode, make an ode without Moderna. So you take the ODE out of Moderna, and what initials are you left with?
Yeah, mRNA. I've said that before.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, modified RNA.
Okay.
But see, don't forget the MOD part of Moderna. It's modified, MOD, modified RNA.
Yeah. And when they're making a big deal out of this, and we were talking about this way back when I first sent that missile up or whatever to hitchhike a ride on, was it OSIRIS-REx, you know, now they just got the contents back. And that was, you know, even back then, OSIRIS, of course, that's one of the big deals in the, what do you call those guys there? The Knights of the Templar and all this other crap. And Rex, you know. And one meant OSIRIS is law. Rex means law, I guess. And the other one means OSIRIS is the law. You know what I mean? It's the lingo that means something to them more than it does to us. And when they talk about putting a liquid droplets, you know, that automatically has the humanicide inside of it, they can put that in any product, no problem. They don't have to spray it on. You're heavy, stand in line and get, you know. Part of the deal, it seems to me, though, is they want people to buy the rope that's going to hang themselves with. So,
right. I wanted to clarify. I wanted to clarify, Dave, the word Rex defines a king.
Yeah.
Not just an animal or domestic rabbit or cat. It's a king is the etymology, origin of that meaning of the word Rex.
Yeah, people are having a hard time now with Rumble. I think that's being taken off the air now for a search engine. I've been telling people to try different things because obviously the common one that's used all the time is the one that they want you to use because they have control over that. So now as they, you know, change history and purify, you know, history to what they want it to be and teach the children all that stuff. And if, and we go back before all this stuff started happening in California, and you know, and I was, you know, getting upset or whatever about the kids being shipped off to California to be sex changed and all, and God told me, don't worry about this, I got it, you know, and California's going to get it, you know.
And
I do these things, when I do these types of things, you know, my job as a watchman on the wall, you know, it's lowercase I. It's not of me, you know. You know, it's just some. It's just, you know, and I've heard other people do it too. I mean, you know, you're supposed to see, if you see trouble coming down the wall, you're supposed to warn your, you know, your friends and neighbors or whatever, and especially Christians, you know, about of what's to come. So. I don't know if that's a feel-good Friday or not, Dave, but that's probably about all I got to say.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call, Dave. Have a good weekend. A couple of things that I wanted to bring up here before we did manage to reach out to Chris. He'll be on here in just a second. A food delivery robot company that delivers for Uber Eats in Los Angeles provided video filmed by one of its robots to the LAPD as part of a criminal investigation, according to 404 Media. The incident highlights the fact that delivery robots are being deployed to sidewalks all around the country and are always filming, that their footage can and has been used as evidence in criminal trials. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the robot food delivery company wanted to work more closely with the LAPD, which, of course, jumped at the opportunity. They got up to 2,000. This is what Serve Robotics wants to do. They want to deploy up to 2,000 robots to deliver food for Uber Eats in L.A. Yeah, and, of course, this was a grand larceny case that they proved that it was working. Wow. They arrested two men involved in this. They failed to steal the robot. They wanted to steal the robot. They didn't look like, you know, it's like, oh, I'll get this one. Warning, warning, young Will Robinson. No, it didn't work. They tried to take it, and they were arrested and convicted for doing it. And for those of you, I want to talk about one other thing briefly before we go to our guest. Those of you thinking about upgrading to a new iPhone 15 Pro or Pro Max, Apple is being deluged with complaints from users about these models of phones overheating so much the titanium frame becomes too hot to hold. People are writing in that they can't hold on to the thing. My skin hurts. What's going on with this? Hold on to it long enough, they might actually get burned. Somebody actually put a thermometer next to one of these things. It read 111 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, it's all over the news right now, so you might want to think twice about that. All right? Just want to give you that warning, young Will Robinson. All right. Hey, it's fun. It's Feel Good Friday. Chris Skates joins us now. Chris, hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Apologize. I dropped the ball there. I thought this was you were calling me on my phone.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then too late, I realized it was Skype.
Yep. Okay. Well, you know, we're here. I know it's always a technical glitch somewhere. The circumstances are, as a former chemist, gubernatorial speechwriter, presidential advisor, a leukemia warrior, you're writing a fiction that features strong men that love their families and communities and exhibit courage, dedication, and valor. And of course, this new book, Moonshine Over Georgia, features your real life grandfather as the protagonist, who is just such a man. And you're also a walking miracle. Now, people probably, because, you know, our Feel Good Friday is always good news, but you are suffering from a rare and deadly form of cancer with a 98% fatality rate, which has now gone into remission and has been that way for the last several years. Can you elaborate on that? Could give people some hope.
Yeah, sure. I was working in the Trump administration, working in D.C., fairly new to Washington, D.C. life. I'd been living in the South my whole life. And everything was going great. I was senior advisor for fossil energy and was doing some really cool projects. I was working with the Navajo Indian Nation on a big coal seam out there and passed out on my way coming up the metro steps. I had no idea I was sick or anything. Had to find a doctor. Didn't know any doctors in D.C. Called a friend of Governor Bevin, who I formerly worked for. And she sent me to a Dr. Gary Miller. And that was a life changing or saving recommendation. Dr. Miller realized immediately I had a serious problem. Didn't tell me because he didn't want to alarm me. Sent me to one of the top oncology teams in the world who was working at a Sibley Memorial Hospital there in Georgetown. And they did some blood work and diagnosed me with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And with leukemia, it's absolutely critical that they get the DNA correct of the type of leukemia you have so that they make the correct chemotherapy cocktail. And when they did that, and this was about 10 days after the diagnosis, they found that I had the most deadly form of leukemia on the planet. Only 2% survive. I was not expected to survive. They thought I had almost no chance. My hemoglobin was almost completely wiped out by the time I passed out. And I did survive. So the one oncologist in the world who had successfully treated my type of leukemia, I was sitting in his office because I was working in Washington, D.C. If I'd been working anywhere else in the country, I'd be dead right now.
Wow. So the thing that I also have to look at too, because a lot of people, when you say you underwent chemotherapy, and of course we know, and you've said in the show notes here that you lost all your hair and your beard and 80 pounds and underwent two more painful bone marrow biopsies, which are no fun. And of course, all this happened during the 2020 COVID pandemic. And, you know, based on your immune system, it could have been fatal. But a lot of people are finding that this chemotherapy is not all it's cracked up to be. They're literally poisoning your system. Did your oncologist tell you that that's what was going on here? So you would have informed consent before you allowed them to do anything and inject this chemo regimen in you?
He did. I have to say, Dr. Mark Levis with Johns Hopkins, who also has a satellite team there in Sibley in Georgetown, right, was completely forthcoming about every detail. And he told me, I've got to poison you to try to kill this stuff. He said, this is a really nasty cancer you've got. And he said, I may kill you with the chemo. I'm just going to tell you up front. And he didn't.
An honest doctor.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I did the chemo. I did a very heavy radiation, 6 months of chemo, then some heavy duty radiation, and then the bone marrow transplant. And I'm actually doing really well now. I've got some daily pain that I lived with as a result of all that. And then to top it all off, after I kicked leukemia's butt, they insisted that I get the vax, which I was very much opposed to getting. But my immune system was still so weak at that time, they were afraid COVID would be fatal. So I got the vaccine, and now I battle Graves' disease on a daily basis because the COVID vaccine messed up my thyroid.
Wow. I am like now beside myself. That doesn't mean I'm schizophrenic. I'm looking to the left and to the right to see if there's a duplicate of me out there freaking out. I did not take the jab no matter what. I don't trust the United States government. I don't trust doctors. I haven't been for a wellness checkup in 2 years. As a result of it, ever since this nonsense happened and I had COVID in 2020 and started doing the homework and the research and interviewing Judy Mikovits and dozens of other doctors. And, you know, when I heard this stuff coming down the pike and people I know all around me had gone out and gotten the jab, a lot of them are dead now.
Yeah.
I've gone to their funerals and then, of course, their loved one who didn't get the jab. What does she do? Went out and got the jab. Well, I only got the J&J because it's only one. And you try to talk to them, and, you know, Graves' disease to me, Chris, is probably, that's the least of my worries, because right now they're talking about your heart problem, pericarditis, myocarditis, and Graves' disease. Explain to my listeners what that is, for those who don't know.
The Graves' disease hit me about a month after the jab, which I agree 100% with you. I would not have gotten it in retrospect. I ended up getting COVID anyway and beating COVID in 5 days. But So the Graves' disease makes your thyroid very hyperactive. In fact, I thought I was on the best diet plan in history because I lost about 35 pounds. I went from chemo. I was a skeleton. And then I ate like a horse for about a year and got fat again. And then I got the jab and got Graves' disease. All of a sudden, I'm losing weight. I'm losing 10 pounds a month. And I'm like, wow, my exercise program is really working great. Well, it was my thyroid. And so on my quarterly cancer check, where they do a whole bunch of thousands of dollars worth of blood tests, they found that my thyroid hormone was the highest they'd ever seen it. By now, I'd been transferred to Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee, because I've moved back to Kentucky.
Right.
And they said, we've never seen thyroid hormone this high, even on people that are taking thyroid supplements. And they said, your thyroid is so high, you could have a heart attack. So they sent me to an endocrinologist, and now the endocrinologist has got me on methimazole and tamping down my thyroid. And the good news is my thyroid hormone is not too high anymore. The bad news is I'm fat again.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah,
you know, see, the problem with the jab And I've studied this stuff so religiously and had people on to talk about it and met with doctors personally who are on the front line, whose parents have been murdered. I got to ask them, you know, when it comes to stuff like this, have they given you any prognosis about where they think this is? I mean, has anybody admitted to you that the jab was probably a bad thing? Has any of the medical community that you've met with, and you, did you say anything to them about none of this happened until after I got the shot?
Oh yeah. They have heard from me loud and clear on that. And I tell them, hey guys, I'm not just a schmuck that just fell off the turnip truck. I was a chemist for 30 years. I'm not ignorant in the interpretation of statistical data. And I got one of them secretly to admit it. And he regretted telling me to get it as much as I regretted getting it. And then another one, and I don't want to name names, I don't want to get him fired. He has told me face to face, he said, yeah, I think you're right. He said, I think the jab did this to you. But the prognosis is now I've got two antibodies. And part of this probably too, Dave, is my immune system was put into hyperdrive to fight the cancer. So it may have overreacted to the vax. So the vax for a bone marrow transplant patient is a different thing indeed from the vax for everybody else. So they think now in retrospect that, yeah, I think your immune system overreacted. So I've got two antibodies in my system now. One is telling my thyroid, go crazy, Louie, make as much thyroid hormone as you possibly can, which also makes my testosterone extremely high and yada, yada. And then the other antibody is saying, kill the thyroid gland, kill the thyroid gland. And they're telling me that at some point the anti-thyroid antibody is going to win and my thyroid will be destroyed. And then I won't have Graves' disease anymore. I'll be having to put on synthetic thyroid hormone.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm exercising like a dog, just trying to get back to normal.
Well, so see, this is the thing, folks. And have you tried to reach out to the frontline doctors through the FLCCC to see what, if any, protocols you could get on to help with this?
You know, I did get their information to contact them, and I just haven't done it yet, but I intend to do that.
Yeah, I've had multiple doctors from there on here. I mean, Simone Gold has not been on our show per se. But we've had Judy Mikovits on multiple times. And, you know, after seeing what this stuff is and what the intention was, and what the doctors don't want to come out and tell you is that it was part of a bioweapon that was designed to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world because the elites out there, we couldn't get our government to do it, but we could get corporations to do it. And Big Pharma stepped in and goes, hey, just give us a bunch of money, Uncle Sam, and we'll create stuff and we'll give it to all your people and we'll scare them into taking it and scare the doctors and tell them, if you don't follow our narrative, we're going to take your medical license away. And so there were hidden agendas behind the scenes that we've all been unraveling ever since this came out. I wanted to move on to your book now that we've gotten past all this. It's called Moonshine Over Georgia. And just, you know, it's a novel based on actual events that you wrote. And it's just out this year. And I think we are probably coming up to the break right now. And I want to come back and talk about the book after we get back from the break and discuss the whys of how you wrote it, how you, you know, all this information came in that you put into book form. We will be back after these words from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
And immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Power to the people.
You like my southern accent? Dave Krieger with you here at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. For those of you in our time zone, I hope you're going to watch that supermoon tonight up in the sky. It'll be the last one of the year you're going to actually get to see. It'll be nice and big and bright. We're getting confirmation from all sorts of news sources that Senator Dianne Feinstein is indeed dead at the age of 90. Some of you probably are celebrating, thank God, put her out of her misery. Others are saying, thank God, that's one less Democrat serving in the Senate. Don't just dismiss that right now. It's all political theater, folks. Shouldn't have been serving anyway. I mean, the way she was with dementia and everything else, no. Shouldn't have been doing it. Chris Skates is with us. By the way, we're continuing our conversation with him after the last segment. One of the things, I was going to bring up the book, Moonshine Over Georgia. And I got to talk to Chris about this before we get to the book. Chris, you wrote, after getting the jab, you wrote an article about it. And are you telling me that that article has been suppressed?
Looking like it. I've always been able to Google it. As recently as a month ago, I Googled it and it popped right up. The title of the article was Vaccine Wars, the Unmerited Attack Against the Unvaccinated. It's on Liberty University's website is where it originated, but I will find it after we get off the air, even if I have to go through my original draft of it and send it to you.
All right.
I actually wrote it right before I went to get the damn vax. And I said, my point was that was at the time when people were just, the media was just saturation coverage of the evil unvaccinated who were killing everybody and were, as in the terms that they invented for this pandemic, air quotes here, shedding virus. So like Pigpen on the Charlie Brown cartoon, we're just walking around with just chunks of virus just falling off of us. And my point was the unvaccinated are doing the same thing the vaccinated are trying to do. They're trying not to die. They're not doing something evil. They're not doing something irresponsible. They're looking at the data and making an informed decision based on the data. And I would like to continue to be one of the unvaccinated, but because of my cancer, I'm going to roll the dice, and I've regretted it ever since.
Well, and see, the thing is, Chris, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but all the stuff that we've been reporting of late from Dr. Peter McCullough and others are noticing a huge jump in turbo cancers, people that like stuff was just like there in their system and didn't make itself manifest. As soon as they got the jab, all of a sudden, boom, now they're at stage four.
Yeah.
So you know, this is scary stuff. I feel for you. And I'm glad you're one of the people that has actually seen now the end result of it and have gotten doctors to at least, I don't like to say they didn't publicly admit it. That's what caused it, because they're afraid for their careers and their lives and everything else, because they talk to other people into getting that jab. And when they lose a family member, somebody's going to be looking for answers and they're going to be mad. And I mean, you saw them gunning down doctors outside abortion clinics way back when. Remember that? Yeah. Used to happen a lot. I mean, what happens when your family member gets so distraught, they decide to pick up a gun and go find the doctor that told them to go get the jab? I mean, we don't want to encourage this kind of behavior, folks. We wanted to wake you up ahead of time. Our own family members who have gotten the jab are now being affected by COVID. And you've said, Chris, you've already had it and you got over it.
Right.
Now, you said you were going to start. I'm going to skip over that idea about the protocols, because you said you were going to start doing that. And I hope you do, because there's got to be a way. I mean, we're selling a lot of the stuff at the Power Mall, too. And a lot of this is parasitical. We've got Paratrex for those of you folks that have loved ones that have done this. That's just part of it. The supercharged C60 is the other thing that we're looking at as far as trying to shed your system of all this graphene oxide that is in the jab. And now, you know, we've got this October 4th garbage coming out about the fact that they're going to send frequency waves during the EBS test to make the graphene oxide go crazy in your brain. I mean, everybody and their brother is out with something, and we don't half know what to believe and what not to believe. So fortunately, you wrote this article, and, you know, it's the over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. We don't go because you're going to kill grandma. Yeah. I mean, you know, as well as I do, that was the narrative that we were given. And everybody was told, if you haven't gotten the jab, see, now all the people that didn't get it are calling up going, do you really want me to come over? Have you been vaccinated? No. Well, don't come. Maybe they were doing you a favor, now that I think about it, because you didn't have to sit around. I literally have to beef up on my supplements after people who I know have had the jab come over for dinner. I just, you know, because I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, Pigpen, you just so eloquently described it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to reading the article. I really, and we're going to put it on our email blast for those who want to get it. Moonshine over Georgia. All right. So did you start writing this book before or after or during the process of your malady that you're trying to, that you were trying to get through? This supposed death sentence.
Started this book when I was 12 years old. My grandfather was the most important figure in my life. We were very, very close. I've never had another relationship quite like it. We liked all the same things. We did everything together. So my grandfather was a revenuer in the 30s and 40s. Now, I'm as anti-IRS as the next guy, but back then, revenuers were strictly charged with shutting down the moonshine industry, which was the drug of choice for the United States in the 30s and 40s. It was a multi-million dollar business that ultimately funded organized crime. So my grandfather was an outstanding outdoorsman, tracker, excellent with a gun. And so these revenuers were going after moonshine stills in the rural South, which was very, very rural in the 30s and 40s. As one moonshiner I interviewed told me, the woods stretched on for miles and miles and miles. So my grandfather was way back in the woods all by himself, going up against guys who all had guns. And as the moonshiner said, we would have shot him as soon as looked at him. The reason he did that wasn't because the IRS wasn't getting enough tax revenue off the liquor. That was the actual crime. The reason he did that was because he saw children in this community devastated because their fathers were alcoholics. And there was nowhere for the kids to turn back then. If the church, if the local church didn't take them in, they just went hungry a lot. He described to me taking a guy home on multiple occasions that was covered in his own vomit, had wet his pants because he drank toxic moonshine that was methanol instead of ethanol. Mm. And he would get him home, and the little children would be running around in the yard at midnight naked because they didn't have clothes. Their bellies distended from hunger. They hadn't eaten in 2 days. And daddy just spent all the money they had on a gallon of bad moonshine. And he said, when you hear a hungry child cry, it's a very different cry. And he said, you never get it out of your head. He was very emotional about it, even into his 70s. And so he was driven. He was an unapologetic crusader against moonshine. Did he take it too far at times? Yeah, maybe. But he never broke the law, and he never accepted a bribe. As the moonshiner told me, I interviewed a moonshiner who was 93, and I've interviewed him in a nursing home. And my grandfather arrested him in 1946 and got him out of that life. But he said, your grandfather was the only man I ever knew who was utterly fearless. He was relentless, and he pretty well single-handedly shut down the liquor business in the western part of Georgia.
And see here, all I thought this moon, the moonshine, I realized, you know, that this led into prohibition. But the bigger thing is when they created the moonshine, a lot of them, from what I understood, from what history has taught us, would use that as a barter mechanism for stuff that they needed to survive. I mean, did you catch any of that from your grandfather?
Yeah. And there's a chapter in the book that is almost verbatim from my grandfather's mouth that he told me over and over and over as a boy. He didn't buy the argument that we were just doing what we had to do to get by. He said, I got by during the Depression. I painted houses for a dollar a week. I picked peaches for a dollar a week. I worked 20 hours a day sometimes, but I never made poison, as he called it. He was not tolerant at all of the I'm making moonshine to get by argument. Now, there were people that was true. There are multimillionaires, businessmen in the all over the South today who started their businesses with moonshine profits.
And some of, wow.
I've met a couple of them, and some of them made a very high quality product, and maybe it led to alcoholism. Maybe it didn't. Let's just assume that theirs was okay, and people just enjoyed a little cocktail on the evenings with their product. But they were the minority. The majority were guys that were lazy, greedy, and just trying to get something in a jug that they could sell for money. And that included lead. That included having mash that was filled with rats and maggots that they were still making moonshine out of. A case that's going to be in my sequel to this book when I get through writing it will be one that I discovered in my research. It was the case my grandfather investigated in Atlanta's Buttermilk Bottom against a man named Fat Hardy. Fat made methanol one night instead of ethanol because he screwed up the distillation process. He sold a gallon and a guy went blind drinking it because methanol attacks the optic nerve. Someone came and told him and they said, hey man, you got to quit selling this. A guy just went blind drinking it. His quote was, I don't give a damn. So he sold several hundred gallons of it that night. And one night he blinded over 300 people and he killed 32. And my grandfather set him in the electric chair.
Oh my, that's sad. But
yeah, it was much more than just the good old boys and the NASCAR guys in its heyday, because when it got profitable, the price of moonshine went up to $20 a gallon in the 40s. That was a fortune in the 40s. When the money got that big, then guys were getting into it that didn't know what they were doing, didn't care what they were doing. And that's when organized crime started flooding into the South and built prostitution houses, gambling houses, all funded by moonshine. So that's the era that my book takes place.
Wow. Amazing. So those of you who want a little historical perspective, there's a book for you. Moonshine yeah. Over Georgia. This is a novel based on, so you basically just, the story is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. That's yeah, kind of like,
I describe it like this. I had enough facts from my grandfather and from my research and from my in-person interviews to put up the roof and the 2x4 stud walls of a house with the foundation. Fiction allowed me to fill in all the gaps, to put up the siding, to put up the insulation, the carpet, the drapes, and make it pretty.
That's great. And see, now it's in book form. As we close this little interview here, Chris, where do you get the book?
It's on Amazon.com. Yes, I did have to dance with the beast because they own the book business now. But Amazon.com is my publisher. I've got paperback, Kindle, and a great, great audio book. I hired a voice actor who just knocked it out of the park. So if you like to listen to books on the train, on your commute, or in your car, I highly recommend the Audible or the Spotify audiobook. But the paperback also is on Amazon. All you got to do is go to Amazon and search on Moonshine Over Georgia.
Wonderful. Well, good luck with the book. There's a good read for those of you who want a little feel-good Friday and get a historical perspective, albeit, you know, they've changed the names. I'm sure if you wanted to do the research, you could probably look into Moonshine in a bigger way and find out who all these people are. But I appreciate that. And so, Chris, I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Sorry I was late.
No, that's all right. We managed to cover while we were waiting. And, of course, we have phone callers that like to jump on the cast and makes things worthwhile. But, you know, we appreciate that. And like I said, best of luck. And I look forward to reading the article that you wrote on the backs. Yeah. You're somebody that's actually seen all this and now it's affecting you. And hope to God that that other antibody doesn't win. In the meantime, good luck, Godspeed, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chris Gates, everybody. There you have it. 47 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. right now. Moving on to the energy and environment aspects of our news. We've got an analysis that you can read about on our blog. That's the email blast we send you. About the climate dissent you're not hearing about because it's muffled by society's top institutions. And this is a news analysis about the Biden administration and governments worldwide trying to make massive commitments to rapidly decarbonize the global economy. It's stupid. The International Monetary Fund summarily canceled the presentation by John Clauser. We talked to him. He and other members have been delisted from LinkedIn for their dissident views. I mean, the censorship continues, folks. Speaking of climate activists, 18 of them showed up at Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday demanding he avert a complete government shutdown. And they were 18 youths. One of them actually spoke up and talked about climate change and all this other stuff. And pledged support to keep funding the government open, including FEMA. And I'm like, this 18-year-old that said this doesn't know her you-know-what from a hole in the ground. Somebody put that in her head. They are easily influenced. And they hang around enough people and hear it enough times, and they start magpieing all the information they have been told that was true. Now, the science is faulty, but it's true, you know. This is how they behave. New York City is collapsing beneath the weight of its own city, and among the first areas to be affected by such a tragedy are LaGuardia Airport, Arthur Ashe Stadium, and Coney Island, according to a recent NASA report. The five boroughs of New York City are sinking more quickly than the city as a whole. Well, former President Trump, if you're hearing me right now, knowing this, liquidate everything in New York City and get out of there and let somebody else buy your companies. Get out of New York. the whole place may be underwater soon. You can make a killing. Boy, and these people that are going after him, this Arthur Engeron, Sir Arthur Engeron. Yeah, he thinks he's one of those knights of the round table. Going after Trump, telling him you get to basically blow up all your businesses. Financially, that is. We're going to get that $250 million out of it one way or another. Liquidate all that stuff. Donald, get out of New York. Yep. City is sinking. It's being worsened by increasing sea levels. Just imagine that. Trump Tower underwater. You had a chance. You could have gotten out of there in time. You better talk to the people, former President Trump, that can make a difference here and get those things on the market. I would love to see you and your guys make a profit because, as you know, real estate prices are up. Might be a good time to sell. That's just my observation on the subject. For those of you who are looking at gardening, farming, and homesteading, we put a bunch of articles on there for you to help you out. I was happening to be surfing Home Depot for plumbing parts and came across an article, how to install a well pump. Yeah, shallow well, deep well, all of it. How to choose the right type for your particular well. Oh, this is good. Good research. And we've included the link on the email blast. We also have, there's a podcast out about, this is broadcaster Matt Biggs, by the way. He's the author and gardener, about sharing the beauty and lessons of nature in the garden with kids. Gardening with your kids, getting them started, learning how to do it. Teach a child the way he should go. And when he gets older, he will not turn away from it. And we've got another article out there. 6 ways gardening is the ultimate mind-body workout. Now, how's that happen? Health benefits of gardening.
You mean I gotta bend over?
Yeah, it goes beyond that. Harvesting vegetables and fruits, pulling weeds, raking, reaching for various plants and tools, twisting and bending as you plant. All work the muscles in your body and build strength, stamina, and flexibility. Gardening can also help you grow in these ways. You increase your exposure to vitamin D. Outdoor activities like gardening, a great way to catch up some rays, soak up the sun while pursuing a hobby. May not even be a hobby. This might be a necessity. Reducing dementia risk, because one study tracking 2,805 seniors age 60 and older concluded physical activity, including gardening, could lower the risk of dementia later in life. It can also boost your mood. Trust me, I can tell you right now that even if it's a hobby garden or a hobby farm or whatever the case may be, you know in your own heart and mind that what you are doing is going to bring you less depression, anxiety, and stress, because you can see the exposure to gardens, the oxygen that the plants are emitting. You're going to feel healthier because you know you did this. You're going to improve your self-esteem. And then if you get involved in a community garden, there was one in Bull Verde. A lot of cities, a lot of communities have them. You can connect with nature besides that, because nurturing the plants offers a unique way to create a special bond with the environment that can make you feel part of something bigger than yourself. You got to love that. The CDC has now released data that show that COVID hospitalizations are on the decline, not the increase. Department visits to the ER are down almost 20%. Test positivity down 1.5%. Deaths are up, though, by about 12.5%, according to the data. That figure is also relatively low when compared with previous years, according to the CDC. I have to quantify that. Now, you can be the judge of whether or not that information has been fudged, because the CDC is famous for it. COVID vaccines casually linked to increased mortality, resulting in 17 million deaths, according to a scientific report that is available on the email blast. They haven't saved lives at all. 17 million people are dead. It increased all-cause mortality in 17 countries. Just so you know. In cancel culture, 18 Republicans have helped Democrats kill the amendment defunding Pentagon-sponsored Pride Month celebrations. West Point has gone full woke, pushing diversity and inclusion studies. Oh, wow. Maybe you need to think about before you send your daughter to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and what they're going to end up coming out as. Oh, I can see them all now, marching in unison down the hallway in a dress. I can see it now. Hip dysplasia in dogs. We've got causes, symptoms, and treatment suggestions on there for you. And Dr. Karen Becker, even better than hamburger and rice for loose stools. Should you offer your dog foods with bouts during bouts of diarrhea? If so, which ones are the best? 100% pumpkin and ground turkey versus the usual rice and hamburger diet. Yep, all that good stuff. Talking about soluble fiber, soothing the irritated bowels, all that good stuff is there. And we got some good news stories for you as well, including a photo of Gotham and its new villain. They call her the Giggler. See if you can figure out who I'm talking about here. All that stuff coming at you in the email blast later in the day. We appreciate it. Everything that we've covered today. And Chris Gates is going to send that article we're going to put out. Going to let you know. And he's the one that got the jab. Talked into it. Now he wrote about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been wonderful. God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We will see you back on Monday with more news and information here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.